Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Good morning. How are you? Hope you're doing great on this lovely morning. It's going to be a great day. You know, not too hot, very little rain. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are on Sports Radio 610. This show, you know, says it pretty good. We're pros that talk about gardening. So I really want to give you gardening advice, want to help you improve your skill, your craft, solve your problems. A lot of you guys are really great gardeners, and I know you know a ton about gardening. So I want to hear from you, too. We love having conversations about gardening. We love answering questions. It's kind of what we're made to do, was answer questions and give good gardening advice. So join that conversation. Ask us your questions, 713-572-4610. I hope the summer hasn't dissuaded you from gardening. It's a really great time to grow a ton of things because the days are so long. And really, we've had kind of a typical Houston summer with quite a bit of rain. Mornings have been fairly nice. So, you know, the best thing you can do is kind of get up pretty early and get out there and get going. Now, you know, not get mowing because you don't want to mow when it's wet. So you really want to mow later on in the day when it's super hot. So we're here for you. 713-572-4610. We're going to have some awesome pros coming up, professional garden folks. Coming up really quick will be Melinda Connor. Connor. Not from Terminator, though. She's from Buchanan Native Plants. Knows a ton about a lot of plants there. It's really, I think she's maybe, her department is the cool plants. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but we'll get our answers on that. And later in the show, Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons is going to be coming in. And, you know, the whole show, we're going to kind of jump into something that I saw recently. On Facebook. If you haven't seen our Home Show Garden Pros Facebook page, it is pretty awesome. So we shoot all these really cool kind of tip videos, and you can get a lot of information in a video. So instead of having to read kind of a couple of page report or a really long article, you can just kind of see a video, get some good information. So we have just what are called Danny Says videos, where you just hear me talking about something that I care about and want to talk about. And we have these tabletop demo videos with our garden pros. And man, they do a great job. They really kind of bring the A game and really get some awesome tips. I mean, I learned things that I hadn't learned very much at all from all of them that come in. So, you know, kind of what butterflies are attracted to or how to really take care of indoor plants, things like that. Always learn something new about tomatoes. There's so much to learn about tomatoes. As you're kind of planning your day and thinking of what to do, I'm really going to encourage you to get over to Warren Southern Gardens. The place is beautiful. Not only is it a great place to walk around, not only do they have kind of this amazing selection of worldwide purchased and discovered pots for your home, but they also do this stuff called the Disappearing Fountain. And, that's not Warren Southern Gardens. I was getting into Nelson Water Gardens, which is a beautiful place. Warren Southern Gardens is also a beautiful place up in Kingwood. And the thing I really wanted to mention about them is they have just being there, you get a bunch of incredible design ideas. So, like, I was kind of struggling with the design concept one time while trying to design someone's yard. And so what I ended up doing was going up to Warren Southern Gardens and walking their pathways. They have all these beautiful pathways. And, you know, pathways are really hard when you're trying to design something. It's tough to really kind of imagine width and the texture. You know, are you going to do gravel? Are you going to do pavers? Stuff like that. So I went up there, and all the pathways are so beautiful that it really gave me inspiration to kind of complete this project. And so it's a great place to get inspiration up in Kingwood. If you're in Kingwood, great place to go today. And it is literally brimming with ornamental plants, trees, shrubs. They got so much cool stuff, so much cool garden statuary, really cool stuff, and tons of flowers, so many beautiful flowers. So get up there, do what I did, get some design ideas, get you some good plants. And the cool thing about them too is they give you advice on how to take care of the plant. Like as you're buying the plant, they give you a tip sheet on how to do it. And if you follow that tip sheet and you fail, they have a you kill it, Warren's replaces it guarantee, which is pretty dang cool. So head up there, Warren Southern Gardens, warrensouthergardens.com.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
Hey, down here, it's your lawn, and I'm not happy. Why you feeding me chemicals? I'm made of natural stuff, bub, like bacteria, humus, beneficial bugs. Keep feeding me steroids and harsh sprays, and I might just curl up and die. Instead, use year-round organic lawn solutions. They keep lawns like me healthy organically, so I can fight off those brown spots, the chinch bugs, and the pests. Keep me and my lawn relatives healthy and happy. Visit yearroundhouston.com. Yearroundhouston.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Year round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery, Katie's full service nursery. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right, this is Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros. About to jump into gardening, jump into topics. You can jump in with us, 713-572-4610. Any gardening question, we'd love to help answer it. And the person that will help me answer it is sitting here with me now. I'm here with Melinda Connor from Buchanan's Native Plants.
Say, hi, Danny.
Hello, hello. How you doing today?
I'm good, I'm good. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It is. So tell me your role again. Tell me your title again.
I'm sales area lead for trees, shrubs, and roses at Buchanan's.
Trees, shrubs, and roses.
Yes.
So that's almost everything.
Organic category. Yeah
that's
almost
right.
Everything.
I guess, yeah, it's an organic category. It's always branching out.
Exactly, yeah. And it's well-rooted as well.
No, and you can never leaf it alone. Wow. We're jamming. So Melinda's here. She's with me answering your questions, 713-572-4610. But I asked Melinda about maybe talking about something that I think is pretty cool. Well, I just kind of did a read of Warren Southern Gardens. They got me thinking about it. Is they had posted the Farmer's Almanac list about some healthy plants. And plants that make you healthy,
mm-hmm. You know, and food. Make you healthy. Too.
Yeah, kind of medicinal. Right. Yeah. Using herbs, using food as medicine, mm-hmm. And so just you know, I wanted to pick Melinda's brain on that. So, do you have any go to help you out plants?
Sure. There, you know, this whole area is really ethnobotany.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's called herbal medicine now. It's a kind of amalgam of Western impulses, Eastern medicine, and Native American growing practices.
Dang, that sounded real smart. Wow.
Well, all of those components are real smart.
Yeah.
Many pharmaceutical products are synthesized from something herbal in the first place.
Right.
So a lot of the herbal medicines and a lot of the medicinal plants that we use in this area are from Native American origins.
Yeah.
And have multiple applications, can be used as salves, tinctures, teas, extracts, infusions.
Balms.
That's right. Salves and balms, yes.
Well, I know you said salves, but yeah. There's a Seinfeld scene where he's like,
yes.
Put a balm on it to
right.
fix his problem. But
exactly.
There was a lawsuit, and the lawyer's like, who told you to put a balm on it?
Right, the anyway. Coffee.
Yeah, the coffee bird, exactly.
Coffee bird, yes. Anyhow, there are lots of plants. I mean, there are some fundamentals that everybody should have, and a lot of people do. Monarda is one. Passion flower is one.
Wait, so I'm just going to – Monarda is a really common, easy-to-find wildflower.
Absolutely.
Easy to grow from seed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sure, you know, you guys have beautiful, like, 4-inch or bigger pots of it.
4-gallon, yep.
People call it bee balm, lemon balm.
Right.
Other purple Monarda.
It's a balm.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
it's a balm.
It's in the name.
It's all in the name. American Beautyberry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of natives.
So wait, what do you do with bee balm?
You can make salves with it. You can make tinctures with it. You can make teas with it.
Right.
Pretty much all of the – and there are some terrific websites and terrific books on growing herbal gardens, growing herbal medicine. Growing herbs is one thing. Growing medicinal herbs is a slightly different thing.
Yeah, but it's also like growing true natives is another thing.
Absolutely. You know, and that's kind of what Buchanan's is all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool because a lot of the kind of remedy plants, they're surprises sometimes. You know, if I could make a big list of remedy plants, I could probably design a pretty good looking landscape with them.
Absolutely. And the thing about growing remedy plants is that you're not sacrificing eye appeal for the medicinal aspect.
I used to argue the same thing for food plants.
Exactly.
Like you can select them and curate this list so that you're really growing a beautiful.
And plant it in a way, landscape it in a way
absolutely.
So that it's absolutely beautiful.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, I'm going to pick Melinda's brain and we're going to share some kind of cool concepts about kind of growing remedy plants, using them. You can join this conversation, 713-572-4610. And we're going to go to Roger, who has a question. Roger, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. I have a bougainvillea plant. It died back during the harsh winter, but I cut it all the way back down to the root to start off the spring. But it grows back. It's pretty tall now, but it doesn't bloom.
So, yeah, you're dealing with this kind of big, lush plant that's not blooming.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are encountering that. Have you fertilized at all since the cold weather?
Yes, I fertilized it once back in, I think it was probably about April after I noticed it start growing back.
So you saw that it was alive, and so you thought, hey, I'll fertilize it to let it keep growing pretty big. Do you remember what you used, Roger?
I'm not sure what it was. A bougainvillea fertilizer. I'm not sure the name.
Well, Linda, you got any kind of clear advice?
It could be just in recovery.
Yeah, that's was I almost exactly what I say. So, I mean, Roger, you might want to just fertilize again. We've had a ton of rain, a lot of kind of moving soil water that's maybe pulled some of the fertilizer away. Maybe because the plant's in recovery, it's not quite ready to put on blooms yet. So I would maybe give a little bit of Nelson plant food. They got great bougainvillea mix and just kind of, keep waiting.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger, for calling in. You too can join the conversation, 713-572-4610.
That's kind of something that I've noticed a lot this season, things that are still in recovery, things that might look lush but aren't blooming yet.
Right.
Be patient with them.
Absolutely. Their genes haven't changed.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. If it's a grafted plant, something like that, maybe you're looking at the graft coming up if it's a citrus tree, something like that. But with a bougainvillea, or a plumeria is another possibility, you're really not like the genes haven't changed. It just has maintained stress and is recovering from literally, the ground up.
Exactly. So, yeah. Literally. And liquid seaweed also helps. Always.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one.
Yeah. That's fish emulsion, liquid seaweed, anything to build the internal vitality.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, thanks, Roger, for calling in. We also got Greg, who's joined the conversation. Greg, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
I've got some challenges with some bottle brush bushes. I bought them this spring to replace a bunch of tropicals that were killed off in the double frost. I put seaweed potion in. I put Nature's Way Resources soil in, and I also threw in a little bit of Microlife. And they started out okay, and now the edges are starting to turn brown. I can't believe they're not getting enough water with all the rain that we had. What am I doing wrong?
You might not be doing anything wrong. If the edges are getting brown, it might be too much water. Is the soil draining well enough?
It appears to be. It's a raised bed, so there's plants around it that are healthy. Is there something special about bottle brushes that they have a limit on the amount of water that they can receive?
No, Greg, nothing special really. What other kinds of things are you noticing? Are you noticing branches turning brown or large parts of leaves turning brown?
It starts at the edges, then it spreads to the leaves, and one of them I've lost. The next one is starting to, the branch is starting to turn brown. I was thinking about trimming it off.
Greg, I'm going to jump in real quick. These are dwarf bottle brushes?
Yes.
So when you first got them in, you put all that good stuff down. Do you feel like you did enough watering to get it comfortably established?
Yes, I was careful to do that.
And then the area where you put them in, plants had died before there?
Well, they had died because of the frost.
Because of the double frost. The ba-boom! Yeah. Well, so I'm kind of... And then they're in full sun. And they're in full sun, though? They're kind of...
They're in partial sun. They have sun during the day, but they're in a shaded area under a taller tree.
Okay, I was like, well, I guess they don't get sun during the nighttime. No, I'm just kidding. well, I am just going to encourage you to kind of. It's a product that kind of Melinda just mentioned, super seaweed, and just soaking it. Because one thing that can happen is, even when plants die for whatever reason, we have some of their roots kind of resting in the ground. That can kind of create a bit of a fungal issue, but the best way to kind of combat that is good fungus. And a great way to grow good fungus is by putting seaweed in there. So, I mean, Monterey's got a great seaweed. Microleft's got a great seaweed. You run up to any of our garden pros, and they're going to have a seaweed option. But that would be a seaweed real drench, like really drenching the area, diluting it pretty big, but like putting a whole 5-gallon bucket of water and seaweed, mostly water, around the plant and letting it just soak in. But the dwarf bottle brush are actually pretty arid. They're really not like a wet loving plant. And so, you know, the bigger broader brush are really understory forest and can handle a lot of water, but the little ones are arid plants. They're full sun, arid plants. And so I would definitely think that with even a little bit of shade, that would mean that in itself isn't a problem, but then you start mixing in our standing water and then you start having a bit of a problem with them. So, I mean, yeah, those are kind of the things I got for you, bud.
Well, thank you. I'll try it today. Appreciate
Thanks.
The help.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great one. Greg calling in. You know, not every problem is really easy to solve on the radio. And so really encourage you guys to kind of post pictures to our Facebook page on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. We have a Ask Danny a Question portion where you can kind of ask a question and get an answer. It's be an email. You can put pictures on there. You can, you know, upload all kinds of information to kind of let me know what's happening, and I will get back to you for sure with that question. But you know, a lot of those plants, just when we're talking about planting new plants, there's kind of that crisis of making sure they get established. Bottle brush have some regenerative qualities. They have some healing qualities.
They absolutely do. One thing about the call and the bottle brush, it's possible to improve the drainage by digging around the planting and
right.
adding some shale, perhaps.
Yeah, making yourself a little moat.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Keep out the invading hordes.
Of water,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they can
the
be
deluge.
Rascally. They can be rascally.
Yeah.
Well, talking with Melinda Kramer, Connor, sorry, oh my gosh.
It'll work either way.
It's all scratched out. It says spelled right here. Actually, I have it spelled 3 different ways.
That's confusing.
Connor. Talking gardening, talking plants. You can join the conversation here, 713-572-4610. Greg mentioned it. It's a product that we love, and I think that their seaweed is really good. It's Microlife. So Microlife is a Houston area company making very, very good material. They make it in pellet form. They have liquid forms. They do a lot of different stuff. When I'm growing my vegetables, vegetables are like my thing. And Melinda, you can jump in here about Microlife.
Okay.
I use a lot of Microlife, and I really enjoy it. I like it. One thing is it's easy to use. So every time in my veggie garden that I plant seeds, I scatter a bunch around, and it helps the seeds germinate. Every time I plant a 4-inch pot, I put a little bitty scoop down at the bottom of it to push the roots forward, because really, better roots, better fruits. And Microlife, especially just the regular old 624, makes very, very, very strong roots. It grows stronger roots, so it helps a lot. So a cool thing when you're thinking about veggies, or an important thing, not just cool, is safety. You know, you want these things to be safe, and Microlife is very, very safe. It's not like this product where you got to put out and you got to leave it alone or nobody can touch. Don't touch that. So anyway, Microlife improves all soils. It really, really helps Houston's heavy clay soils. Their humates, just their 624 is very good for kind of adding friability to our soil, which means looseness. So look for Microlife at any of our Garden Pros locations. For more on their full range of products, go to microlifefertilizer.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
That looks fun.
I enjoy it year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm also here with Melinda Kano, and we are talking gardening of all kinds. She's with Buchanan Stated Plants. We're talking on Sports Radio 610. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610, just like Ralph has. Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Good morning. Yes. I was going to a vegetable garden, and y'all took care of me on my okra. It's doing good now. I just had to wait a little while to get more heat, I guess.
Yeah.
And I need to know about, I put microlite all over the garden, and I got my butter beans on the fence, and I just don't know whether when I planted my tomatoes and stuff, I put it down in the hole, you know, and let it just go get out and get it. But that's, they did fine, but now but butter beans aren't doing as well. Maybe they didn't get to fertilize or whatever.
You know, peas are funny. Beans are funny when it comes to fertilizer. One reason is they kind of they pull more gas out of the air, more different gases, more different nutrients than almost any other plant. Legumes, right? They fix nitrogen in the soil. And so I have always kind of taken the tip to feed those with liquid fertilizers by spraying the leaves. Called foliar feeding. Melinda, you got any like, special tips for butter beans?
No, I think that's a good thing. You can apply my favorite liquid seaweed as a spray or as a soil drench, and I think that's a good solution.
Yeah, definitely. I don't, you know, that's kind of a great way that through kind of life and through growing, because I love legumes. I love all the beans, basically, and they're such a great summer crop because they do love the heat. So, yeah, get some seaweed or some ocean harvest. Even molasses would be great. And just get a spray and spray. You can overspray with this stuff because it's okay if it drops on the soil. Not like some stuff. If it drops on the soil, you're concerned. So you just spray the leaves and it'll take it in. A kind of a funny thing that has happened is as people have kind of fertilized fields for forage for cows, they'll kind of only encourage weeds. Then they'll spray. Then they'll only have clover. But the clover has taken in so much nitrogen as a response that it's kind of makes the cows sick. And so that's what kind of our beans can do is they can really clean the area. But they like getting their nutrients, a lot of their nutrients at least, from the air itself. So they do that through the leaves. So you can jump in the middle of that natural process and foliar spray the leaves.
Okay, that sounds fine. And thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Ralph. You have a great day. Good question from Ralph. I love vegetable gardeners. They're they're my people.
They are.
Well, you, like Ralph, can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We planned on talking medicinal plants. We've been talking a lot of stuff. So both my daughters, my wife and I all got colds recently, kind of a super cold. We were very stopped up. But we have a eucalyptus tree, one of those silver dollar eucalyptus trees.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sell those?
Yep,
sure
do.
I think I got it from Buchanan's
after. I hope so.
And so we got the leaves, crushed them up, and I put them in a boiling water thing and put it in the shower, a super hot shower. Mm-hmm. And man, after that shower, I could breathe so much better. Mm-hmm. And it didn't kick my cold, but it just reduced my
symptoms.
Stuffiness. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great decongestant. You can do it the way you described. You can crush leaves up, fill the sink with hot water, put a towel over your head, like my grandparents would have done, and just inhale it. And it's a great opener.
That's so, yeah. It really like, and then to be able to breathe, I felt okay, well, I'm gonna I'm going to get through this, instead of being like, what am I going to do? I have a cold.
Right. And you can also use some echinacea.
Okay.
Boost your immune system.
That's right.
Yep.
Now, have you harvested echinacea, like, from the plant?
Ever? I haven't, no. Somebody at Buchanan's, Annie McKenzie, is very good with herbal and medicinal things. Yeah.
In fact,
she's going to be doing an herbal salve program on July 29th.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah,
she's
so
doing
July
workshop.
29th, and mm-hmm. those start at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock Saturday morning.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. So the 29th, 10 o'clock, you can dive deeper into this. Today you guys have a pretty cool lesson, right?
We do. During the summer, we have classes nearly every Saturday. Classes, workshops, presentations. We've had two butterfly gardening workshops. We've had landscaping with natives. Today we have Linda Fields from Pecan Lake Farm, and she's a ginger rancher.
Man. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you'll learn. Exactly. And they are rascals, too.
I bet. Gingers. No doubt. Don't call them runners for nothing.
That's right. They are runners. Yeah. You can learn everything you need to know about gingers. Gingers are terrific plants. They do well in extreme heat. They do well in a variety of light conditions, depending on the variety. And they're gorgeous plants. They produce beautiful blossoms. Linda is one of the best speakers we've ever had. Come at 10 o'clock today. We've got lots of gingers for sale.
Well, that sounds so great. That man. And what Buchanan is a beautiful place.
It's
you guys
pretty beautiful.
Have it all there.
Yeah. We're proud of it. We take good care of it. It's breathtaking.
So they Google Buchanan's. They find the address.
Mm-hmm. Or you can ask me the address.
What is the address?
The address is 611 East 11th Street. We're in the Heights. We're between Heights Boulevard and Studewood.
Man. Okay. Learn about gingers. And there's quite a few different ginger elements that actually have pretty cool qualities. Not Absolutely. Just the food ginger, but shell ginger and
shell
some other
ginger,
ones like
butterfly
that.
Ginger.
Butterfly yep. ginger. Oh, yep. man. Is there a better smelling plant?
No.
No. I don't think that. I think just simply there's not.
No. Nope.
Well, always so fun to talk to you. I'm really glad you're here. This is Linda's second time on the show, but man, it sounds like you're a pro. You're so good. And I know you're a pro, like garden pro, you know, but like radio pro. You're great. Great job answering questions. Really love that you are on.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure being with you.
Thanks so much. So we're going to be back in a little bit, and you can kind of jump in this conversation. Number for that conversation to join it, to have questions, 713-572-4610. Big thanks to Melinda for being here. Big thanks for Buchanan's for sharing you with us. So great. Stay tuned. Sherry Hare is coming in. Awesome gal. Love talking to Sherry. And then, you know, in like another half hour or so, Tom Tyne will be on talking about home show stuff and really giving you great advice there. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros will answer more of your questions in just a moment.